Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Chief Stephen's son. Stephen, welcome back, Chief. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me on again.
So take us fly on the wall. You're with friends that were in various positions. You don't have to name, et cetera. And you guys having lunch and processing a little bit of this failure that we saw. And maybe you can tell us first, I guess, what you thought on Saturday when you saw this unfold and you got more details. What were you looking at?
Well, I'll tell you, and let me just give you a little bit of background for your listeners. When as your introduction had said, we work with Secret Service on a daily basis. I've been working with Secret Service since 1999. I started doing my first details, actually even earlier than that, in 1991. As a police officer, I did my first detail. Jimmy Carter was in town building buildings in the District of Columbia for Habitat for Humanity, and I started working with him at that point. So many decades of experience, but I've done hundreds of presidential details. When you watched it, just the fact that, you know, what I was witnessing was, you know, pure, almost divine intervention when you look at how the president turned his head just right at the right time and was, you know, grazed by what would have been an absolute lethal shot. It absolutely stunned me. The president took absolutely great steps, immediately dropped down, which is a secure position for him, and the agents quickly jumped on him to get control of it, of the situation. But you start looking at that, and as soon as anytime a protectee gets injured or specifically shot at, there's an issue that occurred. Because Secret Service, the way they build out a site detail, it takes a long time, takes weeks to build that out. They have a very regimented procedure. They build it out to a certain level where they have everybody within that area screened. And then beyond that, they have spotters. They do regular checks to make sure no one's out there even farther, because you're dealing with handgun distance than sniper distance. So it can go out several hundred yards. You know, what surprised me is the quick analysis, and you started hearing the rooftop that the shot came from. It's the closest rooftop to the event, yeah, besides the roof right behind it with the U.S. Secret Service counter snipers on it that actually neutralize the threat. So, you know, I quickly was watching that and thinking, yeah, there's just something that's just not right here. Somewhere somebody made a mistake, because that rooftop should have been being watched.
Well, how, though, in your experience, that vast experience, I mean, you did it day to day. I've only been at these events doing various things, Stephen, and it seems to me almost impossible that you would overlook this. And the excuse of the head of the Secret Service, well, it was a slope roof. We couldn't have people up there. That's because of injury factor. In your experience, does that seem anywhere? I mean, isn't that the job of the Secret Service? They put themselves at risk to some degree all the time.
Oh, you put yourself at risk. And if you're concerned, and they've done this in the past, they'll put on harnesses, you know,
yes,
and rope themselves up to up to areas. I mean, they're tactical officers. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I want to try and keep this as clean a show as I can. That is ridiculous. And there's two reasons why I say that. One, if you do deal with a position that creates such a concern, but you still have to keep eyes on it. I've heard people talk about flying a drone. Why don't you just look around the fairgrounds, grab one of those, you know, United rental lift trucks, and put a team up on a lift truck next to it watching the roof, if that's the case. But the number one reason why I don't think that's the case is look at the roof the Secret Service counter snipers that neutralize the threat are on. It has more of a slope than the NCAR International. So, no, that absolutely does not hold water. And the thing is, when they go and they do a site detail and they do an analysis of the site, you know, they'll come out and they'll come up with areas of responsibility. So you're going to have an agent that has an area of responsibility, even though it's maybe outside the perimeter, that's supposed to be in charge of making sure all the state and locals, because Secret Service can't do it all on their own. And this is one of the things that I think is really sad, that them blaming it on the state and locals for not covering it. It's a Secret Service site. It's a Secret Service detail. It's ultimately their responsibility. But they should have had a special agent out there checking the posts, making sure all the posts are being covered. And if that post wasn't being covered, then what are they going to do to mitigate that threat? Are they going to cover it, you know, block it with something? But
stop right there. You and Sean Parnell, who's been in combat, you may know of him, you know, fabulous warrior, ran for office and all that. He was there and shot at. He said the same thing, Stephen. What you do is you improvise and you block line of sight there, that it's almost impossible to be able to fire from there.
Yeah, block line of sight, or just put somebody in an elevated position that they can watch the roof. That's just ridiculous. And it's just sad that the director is saying it's state and locals' responsibility, and the fact that they're inside the building at the time, it's just a terrible mistake.
Now, you've seen massive things, you know, when you've been on talking about January 6th. It just seems almost impossible when your daily mission is to protect the life. Here's something I wanted to ask you. They may have been stretched. The First Lady was over in Pittsburgh. They have that commitment. They're at the convention. We get it. But you've had to make decisions like this. By the book, Trump is not in office. He's only a nominee in their lines. The First Lady is in office, so to speak. But Trump is the much bigger threat risk based upon what we know and what we intuit, that he's getting this all the time versus the First Lady. Don't you take that into account if you need more resources?
Absolutely. Your detail should be threat-based.
Yes.
It will have a standard detail package for former presidents, former vice presidents, things like that. But this detail should be threat-based. I know they're now coming out talking about this Iranian threat. I think that threat's been around for a couple of years, if you go back and do a little research into it. So that's not something that's new. But it definitely should have been threat-based. But, you know, you bring up a good point in that you're actually the first person that I've heard that mentioned being stretched thin, especially with the RNC taking place. They would have had some advances out there. But that's where you go and you start relying on who are some of your other, you know, one, first, your federal partners, HSI, Homeland Security Investigations. You'll bring in some of them, and I think some of those were on the detail. And then you're going to turn to your state and locals. You know, they may not be people that do protection every day, but they're at least going to know how to listen to your directions that, hey, this is an area. We don't want to make sure nobody with a gun gets up on that roof, gets in here. They're going to understand the mission. So that's why when you start getting thin, you know, when you're stretched thin and you're relying on state and locals, you know, as long as you make sure they're in post and doing their job, you should be fine.
Yeah, that would make sense to me. So given what you've been through, and given, you know, what happened to you, what do you think should be done here ultimately? With the task force going to start on Monday, what would be the outcome you need to see?
When you say the outcome I need to see, and I'll tell you, I've worked, like I said, I worked closely with the Secret Service, love the men and women of the agency. They love the agency. They're one of the few agencies that have not lost their legacy. They understand where they come from. They just need to find out why they're getting distracted the way they are. So I would say this, and it's interesting. I've had a couple of people asking that question. How do you feel about what's going on? The big difference here is I'd asked for assistance. It's in multiple congressional reports. It's been found out. They actually changed the law that impacted me. I asked twice in advance of January 6th for assistance, 11 times while we're under attack on January 6th, and was denied repeatedly and forced to resign the very next day. I think what needs to be done is, as quick as they can, do a good investigation. You know, perhaps, you know, it's up to her what she wants to do, but, you know, by having her on, actually, to be honest with you, I think they actually have more ability to control her and mandate, you know, that she answers more questions. So there may be one of the reasons she hasn't resigned, and it may be to their benefit. But I think you have The IG now at the Secret Service has indicated they're going to do a full investigation. The Secret Service, the way they do their details, they leave a significant amount of paper trail, everything from their counter snipers, surveys, mm-hmm. to their post, to everybody's responsibility. So they'll be able to go back and look at that very clearly to find out whose area responsibility that was. I guarantee you it's going to turn out to be somebody's, and somebody didn't make sure it was covered. So I think, you know, they need to look at it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As quick as possible. I know the House of Representatives has also indicated they're doing a full investigation. I think she's supposed to be down, even though now I hear that Mayorkas may prevent her from testifying. We'll see, but she's supposed to testify, I think, next Monday.
Well, wait. Let's, if that happens, and I don't want to draw you into politics, just for listeners, though, Stephen. I mean, I don't like Republicans waiting on this till next week. We're hearing, you can imagine, you've been through all this more than anybody I can possibly bring on. Parting question for you, we may have asked before, but to refresh, you have to feel vindicated publicly. I mean, we know, based upon your writing and what you've said, exactly what happened here. When that spokesperson for the National Guard talked about it, it's unraveling the blame that was placed on you and others. But why would they not oblige your request?
Why would they not oblige my request for resources?
Yes.
So when you go back and look at it, it all comes down to an optics. When I went to the two sergeant-at-arms requesting the National Guard on January 3rd, and I went twice, I was denied specifically because of the concern for optics. And it goes back to the fact that the Speaker of the House did not want to see National Guard troops up on Capitol grounds. And that's all I wanted, unarmed National Guard troops to help maintain the perimeter of the U.S. Capitol alongside my officers.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. So, I think if it comes out that the head of the Secret Service did not ask and say, we need more here, whatever the request is for manpower, that to me is unforgivable. I mean, particularly with this protectee, Stephen, we all know the consequence if the worst had happened with President Trump or any former president in this situation. You have to say, we need to do more. There's no sin in saying you're under-resourced. The sin is, though, if you don't say it.
Right. Now, I think you'll find, I'd be very surprised if over time there's not some people that come out and begin to support the fact that there's a number of people that have said they were asking for additional resources, and I get the impression that there's going to be some validity to that.
Chief, thank you very much. As always, courage under fire, under siege. Outnumbered 58-1 on January 6th. Thanks for your service, and in this role, thanks for what you provide. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.